Coming back home and taking a look at the JSE's performance, the all share in the red today, down a third of a percent with the losses coming through across the board. We've had the Resources 10 component losing 0.4%. Of course, Rand strength taking effect there. Industrial 25 in the meantime losing a third of a percent. Financial 15 in the meantime pretty flat. Joining me in studio now for a closer look at the day's markets action, Graham Frank from PSG Wealth Centrum. Thanks so much, Graham, for joining us today. So that's the kind of sentiment that's dominating activity on the fixed income scene. I want to hone in on the activity at play on the equities front, because in focus today, despite the optimism that was triggered by potential stimulus coming through down the line, is the fact that China has come through with a disappointing print, and that unnerving investors to an extent.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose there's two things at play. There's the global, the local that you've just talked about in the bond report, the global now. So yeah, Chinese factory orders came in lower than expected, and the fear is there that we're going to go more into a recessionary type environment, and that's placed pressure on global markets, and in particular on our market, things that are somewhat exposed to China, being the commodity and the resource space, they come under pressure today.
Where's your risk appetite sitting?
So, I mean, just to put it into perspective, and I think to link into the bond report, I think he made a good point that a lot of bad news is now priced in. If I look where when I was on your show a couple of weeks ago, I think the Rand was at 15.46, which is pretty much its weakest level. It's strengthened by about 6% relative to those levels. Last week, we had the GDP print, which was okay and a slight rebound. Today, we had Moody's coming out and saying they're going to drop full-year GDP down to 0.7, which is pretty much in line with what everyone thinks, i.e. not a bad bit of news, and the market again breathing a sigh of relief on that front. So we are cautiously optimistic that some of the SA counters are going to recover from here, although I think the CEO of Redefine said it best, where he said, you know, we've had 10 years of a deteriorating landscape, GDP, corruption, state capture, and it's going to take many years to come out of that as well. So we're not saying it's all over, but we're also cautiously optimistic that from these low levels, the JSE is offering decent value.
What becomes imperative where you say the JSE is offering decent value is, you know, stock picking those that are presenting opportunity right now. I want to take a look at some of the companies out with earnings today and get your view on them. Attack, its share price hovering near historic lows, but announcing today distributable income for the period that it's reported, you know, sitting 10% higher, and that coming in higher than expectations. Certainly fueling a lot of that momentum is its latest development at Waterfall City in Midrand, and surpassing many expectations given the constrained economy. Yep. Is this a stock that you'd be delving into right now?
Yeah, so I mean, we are now one of the proud anchor tenants at Waterfall, the PSG Consult Group.
Disclaimer, I did not know that before I asked the question.
So we like attack, but I think just generally within the property space in South Africa, it goes back to what I said earlier. The big name property players, the growth point, the redefine, the high prop, attack to an extent, that's although it's more of a development property company, the yields that you're getting out of those property companies are now in excess of the prime interest rate in South Africa. Mm-hmm. And that only comes about when a lot of bad news is priced into the economy and by default the large property players in the market. And that's telling you that the market is very, very worried. So attack is a slightly different animal given its development at Waterfall. We do like it, but it's less of a dividend income play and more of a, I guess, a construction possible growth play.
And especially, I guess, given the fact that, yes, South Africa for now is playing to its favor, but this is a company that has been burnt as far as its Africa exposure is concerned, to the extent that it's exiting Africa and pursuing that, you know, that exit strategy pretty aggressively.
Yeah, and actually quite a sad list of companies that are doing that. We know HiPop are in trouble in Africa and they've expressed plans to exit there. We know full well the MTNs, the ShopRite, a lot of these companies that have run into trouble in Africa. So whereas a year or two or three ago, you know, the flavor of the month was let's get Africa exposed to the last frontier for growth, it's totally 180 degrees opposite, because, you know, corporate governance risks are there, liquidity risks are there, and people are shying away from African exposure right now.
Having said that, we've got Master Drilling looking at diversifying its geographic footprint, turning to the likes of Russia and Australia. Is this a company you pay any attention to?
Not much, but I think what we would say, it's a very niche player within the mining sector, obviously, and it's somewhat reliant on a little bit of confidence coming back into the mining sector before CEOs and boards approve new ventures, which is then drilling new holes. So they're very much a late cycle, mm-hmm. late cycle play on the mining space, but too illiquid as far as we're concerned from a pure share price perspective to get clients involved in that.
Of course, the big one tomorrow is Naspers. It will be listing its subsidiary Prosus on Amsterdam's Euronext exchange. How are you viewing Prosus right now in the context of Naspers? Because Naspers sitting as your stock pick at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, so just to be clear, I think the next few days are going to be quite volatile within the Naspers Prosus stable. So today was the last day to trade Naspers. Mm-hmm. So tomorrow you still have an opportunity to give your elections for Prosus. And then given the way the JSC cycle settles over a three-day cycle, the Prosus shares will only list on client accounts possibly on Monday next week. So we're going to have, unfortunately, a few days of volatility and a few days of somewhat of a vacuum. But that said, longer term, we do genuinely like Prosus. We think that the discount within Prosus relative to the Tencent and all the other internet assets will narrow quicker than it will be purely in Naspers. So unfortunately, the Prosus is a tax event for those clients that have elected Prosus now. But we are somewhat indifferent to that, given that you are going to have to pay CGT capital gains tax at some point. So for choice, we would elect Prosus unless clients are extremely tax sensitive and they don't want to. But from a pure economic fundamental perspective, you get the same economic exposure if you stay in Naspers mm-hmm. as if you have a mix of Naspers and Prosus.
Let's leave it there. Graham, always a Thank pleasure. You. Thanks so much for joining us in studio this evening. Graham Frank is with PSG Wealth Sandton. The big one tomorrow is Naspers. It will be listing its subsidiary Prosus on Amsterdam's Euronext exchange. How are you viewing Prosus right now in the context of Naspers? Because Naspers sitting as your stock pick at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, so just to be clear, I think the next few days are going to be quite volatile within the Naspers Prosus stable. So today was the last day to trade Naspers. Mm-hmm. So tomorrow you still have an opportunity to give your elections for Prosus. And then given the way the JSC cycle settles over a three-day cycle, the Prosus shares will only list on client accounts possibly on Monday next week. So we're going to have, unfortunately, a few days of volatility and a few days of somewhat of a vacuum. But that said, longer term, we do genuinely like Prosus. We think that the discount within Prosus relative to the Tencent and all the other internet assets will narrow quicker than it will be purely in Naspers. So unfortunately, the Prosus is a tax event for those clients that have elected Prosus now. But we are somewhat indifferent to that, given that you are going to have to pay CGT capital gains tax at some point. So for choice, we would elect Prosus unless clients are extremely tax sensitive and they don't want to. But from a pure economic fundamental perspective, you get the same economic exposure if you stay in Naspers mm-hmm. as if you have a mix of Naspers and Prosus.
Let's leave it there. Graham, always a pleasure. Thank you. Thanks so much for joining us in studio this evening. Graham Frank is with PSG Wealth Sandton.